I pull them away from your mouth and slide them very slowly up inside you. Oh, God, you're wet. You may be just as wet as I am.
Welcome to Audio Desires. We create short erotic audio stories for women and couples, bringing your most intimate fantasies to life.
What time is it? I guess it's early. The bed's empty. You have probably been up for a while. I'll never understand early birds.
Ah, the beast has finally awakened.
Just barely. Coffee?
Steamed milk and 2 sugars, just how you like it.
That's so good. How is it that I'm the barista and yet my girlfriend makes better coffee than I do? Thanks, babe. I lean over and kiss you gently. What could have been a quick good morning kiss quickly turns into a long, sensual embrace. Your body feels so good against mine.
Someone's horny this morning.
Yeah, I am. I smile sleepily over at you as I settle back into the bed. I hold my arms out and you place yourself in them, nestling your mouth in the crook of my neck. I'm naked, and the fabric of your briefs rubbing up against my thighs, my hips, my waist. It just feels good to have you so close to me. I tilt my head down and capture your lips once again, this time pushing my tongue inside of your mouth. I'm not often horny in the morning, but it's the weekend and you and I've got nowhere to be, so I lean into it. You and I have been super sexual with each other since you introduced me to a new fantasy of yours a couple of weeks ago. Apparently, you'd been too embarrassed to reveal to me how badly you wanted to be dominated. But once you admitted to it, well, that's when we really started to have fun. I might be the one who woke up horny, but you're clearly enjoying this too. I think I have an idea for something fun we could do this morning. God, I'm really turned on this morning, babe. I think I need to touch myself.
Well, you know I can help you out with that.
You drag your hand slowly down my side, and as much as I would love to feel your fingers teasing me, I take hold of your wrist and gently push it away. Actually, I think you should just watch. In fact, I'm going to go ahead and say there's no touching allowed. Your face changes. A look of intrigue and a new burst of desire curls your lips upwards in a curious smile. Our sex drawer used to just hold a vibrator and a strap-on, but now it's filled with so many fun and exciting things. Leather cuffs, a blindfold, a ball gag, a thick layer of pleasure tape. I take out the roll of shiny black latex tape and peel off a long strip. You love being restrained with this stuff, because it only sticks to itself, which means it doesn't hurt when it's taken off. I turn back around to face you, and you look completely different. Your eyes are glazed over with desire, and you look at me with that expectant, knowing gaze I've come to call your submissive look. It's the look you get when you know I'm about to take control. You love it when I do that. I take both of your wrists in my hands, which you give me willingly, and begin to wind the soft latex tape around them. I position your bound hands above your head and straddle your hips. Remember what I said? No touching allowed. This morning, you're just going to watch. You lick your lips and nod your head, your lower lip trembling slightly. I lean forward and kiss you, massaging your tongue with my own, getting you nice and warmed up. Then I trail my hand slowly down past your breasts, across your abdomen, and finally between my own legs. Your hands twitch slightly, like you want to reach out and touch me. I draw slow patterns up my hips, just caressing my skin. I circle one of my nipples with my finger, plucking it gently and swirling it around my fingertips. God, that feels good. I love slow, soft touches, teasing little caresses. I repeat the same with my other nipple until they're both perked and standing at attention. I'm getting nice and wet, and I wonder if you can feel the heat emanating out from between my legs. Do you like my breasts, baby? You nod vigorously, desperate for any scrap of attention I might throw to you.
Yes, you know I love them.
Do you wish you could touch them right now? Wish you could suck on them?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm starting to really like dominating you in bed. There's something so incredibly sexy about how much you love it. How much you love when I'm in control. How much you love being submissive for me. Seeing you so turned on always turns me on. I slide my fingers down to my pussy. I part my lips with one finger just to check how wet I am. Very, very wet. I bet you wish you could feel how wet I am right now. Oh, God, you would love how warm and wet my pussy is.
Oh, fuck.
I play with my clit, just sliding my finger over it a few times, circling it with light little touches. Damn, that feels good. I lean over to grab something from the bedside table. There it is. My favorite vibrator. I turn it on and hold it up to show you. You know how wet I get when I use this. I press the tip of the vibrator up against my entrance. Oh, yes. That feels so good. I slide the vibrator slowly up and down inside of me. I can feel it gathering my wetness and spreading it around. I ride your hips, pushing my body forward, then slowly coming down as I grind against the vibrator. Oh, baby, this is just what I needed this morning. You squirm beneath me, desperate to touch me. Or to feel my touch. You lift your hips up slightly, just enough to reach mine, and we start a slow rhythm together. Is this driving you crazy? Watching me please myself?
Oh, yeah. Fuck yes. Oh, God, I want to touch you so badly.
Yeah? You do? You want to touch me?
Mm-hmm.
I rest the tip of the vibrator on my clit, and my body jerks every few seconds as a new wave of pleasure crashes over me. Oh, you would just glide through me, baby. Oh, if only you could feel how wet I am. I play with my nipples again, using my free hand to tweak them roughly between my fingers. I keep my eyes on you the entire time, watching as your body twitches and writhes with need. I can only imagine how turned on you are right now. You like being teased, don't you, baby? You like when I make you watch me like this?
Oh, I love it so much.
I pull the vibrator away and slide your briefs down your legs. You kick them off and I slowly push your legs apart. My hand trails through your pussy, and I can feel just how wet you really are for me.
Thanks for listening to Audio Desires. We created this podcast for you to listen to samples of all our stories. Go through the episode to find out what turns you on. Sex in the outdoors. An affair with a stranger. A voyage into bondage and submission. Or a same-sex encounter. If you like what you hear and find yourself wanting more, go to audiodesires.com and access your free account. And if you want to get notified about every new story we release, make sure to subscribe to this podcast. We look forward to bringing your most intimate fantasies to life.